This is Allison Sharp from the Travel Snacks Podcast. You are listening to Too Many Podcasts. Grab your snacks and let Jim, the podcast Sherpa, lead the way. Let's go.
Hey there, people of the pods. Your week is halfway through. This is Too Many Podcasts. It's the podcast about podcasts, plus anything else floating around in social media valley. I'm Jim, your personal podcast Sherpa, back on Mount Podcastia once again, recording from the Sherpa Chalet. Before we get started, I'd like to say a personal thank you to the amazing Allison Sharp for her kind words about the show, and I'm glad she liked the hippies, too. Episode 12 of Travel Snacks will now be known as the episode that made the Sherpa blush. I hope that you're checking out her show, and follow her, too. On social media. In person, that's kind of creepy. My motto for my evolution and the revolution of this show is Viva la Sherpalution. But for you, my friend, let's just say Viva la Sharpalution. On to this week's show, and it's a theme week. This week, it's dating. And I'd like to proudly announce to the podcasting community that I'm doing them a favor and not offering dating advice. For some reason, my dating advice always ends in apologies. Instead, I'll be talking with Keely Ryder, who hosts the podcast, Dating with Keely. See, we're just getting started and already you've gotten two recommendations right off the bat. Two great ladies, two great podcasts. Okay, so let's head down the hall to the conference room and let's get started. If you've ever seen the game show $100,000 Pyramid, you know that players earn points where one player lists items of a group and the other guesses the category that these items fall under. If we were playing today, the items I'd list would be astrophysics, brain surgery, and dating. The answer to those items would be what things are difficult. My guest, Keely Ryder, hosts the podcast Dating Talk with Keely, where she has open and frank discussions with her guests on dating and sex while offering perspectives on that complicated issue in the modern age. Welcome to the podcast, Keely.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, glad to have you. Well, let's start off with get to know a little bit about you.
Sure. So I am Keely. I am 31 years old. I've lived in Brooklyn for 10 years now. I'm from a small town about 2 hours upstate originally. I am a nanny, and I have been single for 6 years in this beautiful city.
Okay. And we know what the best thing about Brooklyn is, right?
What?
Pizza?
Yes, of course.
And I think mostly people in the other boroughs, they know what a stoop is, right?
Yes.
you go outside of New York, they're like, I have no idea what that is. They think you're hunched over or something like that. Say, no, you sit there.
It's true.
Okay. So what inspired you to create your podcast?
Well, like I said, I've been single for years and I was like getting sick of, you know, the dating scene. I felt like the dates I went on were like robotic and everyone was asking the same things. And, you know, I just felt a little stuck in the dating scene. And I was like, you know what? Let me ask, you know, friends and acquaintances what their dating life is like. And just relate and laugh and maybe learn. So that's why I got it started.
Okay. And what do you think that your listeners can expect with your podcast?
I think they can expect to laugh. I think they can expect to relate. You know, it's basically a story time podcast of just getting to know my guest and hearing their dating stories with me, you know, telling a couple of mine each episode. And just to, yeah, I guess just to laugh and relate and have a good time.
Okay. You know, I've noticed, and I should tell the listeners that, you know, you get into intimate detail about your own sex life.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, so if you're a bit of a prude, you might not, you might want to put the mute on for a little while.
So yes, but, you know, it's definitely a sex positive podcast.
Yes. And, you know, listening to your show, you know, I can tell you're a very confident person. You're very comfortable in your own skin, you know, and yes. And I was listening. At first, I was a little caught off guard. And then I said, well, wait a minute. If she didn't do that, it would seem kind of awkward because at least you're having your guests share and then you're sharing back with them.
Right. It makes them feel more comfortable, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's funny. I was, you know, kicking around the idea about this. I think it's something that women can do better than men because they're better with details.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think a guy could host your podcast with what you do.
Yeah, I definitely have had some male guests that I had to kind of, you know, pry the stories out of them.
Okay. Because I, you know, when women talk, they're a little more relaxed with each other when in any sort of subjects like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're just a little bit more detailed on our storytelling.
Sure. Okay. So, as an experienced dater, and we've all had our experiences, what is it that men tend to do wrong that kind of ruins the date?
I think the best example would be someone who doesn't listen and maybe talks about themselves too much. You know, I've been on a date where I've told them where I was from and a little bit about my family life or whatever. And then they'll like repeat the question an hour later. And like, you know, just talk about themselves too much without showing interest in me. And, you know, also anyone that's like rude to wait staff and stuff, that's always a big turnoff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. What about women? What do you think that women tend to do wrong too?
You know, I don't know because I don't really date women. But I guess I get a little too open sometimes talking about, you know, my past dating history or my past sex life and things like that. I think, you know, men like some mystery that I don't tend to give on the first date. So maybe that.
So not too much of an overshare, in other words.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now let's assume that I'm single for a minute and I'm way younger. What would be the best way to ask you out?
Just to do it. Just to ask me out. Yeah, I think if you ask me out, I'm probably going to give it a shot. I feel like I give everyone a chance. And somebody asks me out, I'm going to probably say yes.
Okay. Does a pickup line ever work?
I don't think pickup lines work. You know, but compliments do, as long as there's no like motive behind the compliment. You know, I think if you just give a nice compliment and ask a girl out, you know, I think she's going to feel special and go for it.
Right. What, anything with like, have you ever had a guy take an original approach with approaching you?
Like a pickup line, you mean?
Yeah, or even anything apart from a pickup line. It's like they just showed up and made like flowers appear out of their sleeve, like they were doing a magic trick or something like
that. I've definitely had guys use pickup lines and I usually just like laugh it off and change the subject. Yeah, I haven't had too many guys do anything too funny while asking me out.
No one showing up with a Skyrider or anything like that?
Yeah, no, none of that.
Okay. Now, in the age of social media and dating apps and texting, we're all kind of removed from each other. So we lose a lot of that kind of in-person context between, you know, talking with people. What do you think that are the parts of a relationship that you have to do in person?
Well, I think, you know, I feel anything in person is appreciated in this day and age since it's not common. I think, you know, if you're having a serious conversation with your partner, that it should always be in person. But again, it's appreciated, but maybe not necessary in this day and age, you know, just because there's so much texting and, you know, all of that. But I think if you're having, even not with just a partner, but with a friend or a family member, when you're having a serious conversation, it's best to do it in person rather than through text.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to get a little political with you. Not too political, I promise.
That's okay.
You think in the age of Me Too, you think that's going to radically change dating? You think everyone's going to start walking on the eggshells now?
I hope that the Me Too era has changed dating. I hope that men learn that no is no. You know, no, it doesn't mean that we're flirting or being coy. You know, it means we aren't interested and move on. I also hope that we learn more about consent. And, you know, just because you go home with someone doesn't mean that you owe them anything or that anyone at any time has the right to say no and still be respected. So I kind of do hope that it has changed the dating game. I hope so.
Okay. So what is a great first date for you?
A great first date is usually a couple drinks and then maybe like at a bar where they have like, you know, pool or bocce ball or something so that you're not just sitting there. You can get up and do something. Good conversation, a nice kiss at the end. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. All right. Now we all have bad date stories and I know that's a highlight of your show. You have any bad date stories you'd like to share?
Oh, sure. So this one time, I was waiting for a date for like 45 minutes, deciding what time I was going to leave because he was very late. And he had texted me that he was running late, but from another person's phone because his phone was dead or something like that. And, you know, if they're that late, as long as they're communicating, I'm usually okay, but I couldn't text him because his phone was dead. So I was trying to decide when I was going to leave. And he came in and, well, a guy came in and stood next to me and asked if I wanted him to buy my beer. And I was like, oh, no, I'm okay. Like, I was just leaving. And he was like, no, like, I'm sorry, I'm late. And I realized it was him. And his pictures must have been, like, they were him, but they were, like, from, like, 10 years ago or something. Like, he had, you know, a lip ring I didn't know about. He looked very different. So I was like, oh, okay, well, yeah, like, why don't you grab your beer and I'll finish this one, you know, whatever. And he goes, no, I actually have my friend's U-Haul that I have to bring back because I helped him move today. Do you mind just coming with me? And I was like, no, I'm not trying to get murdered today. Like, I don't even know you, like as a joke, but also kind of like serious. And then he's like, oh my God, no, like, I don't mean to scare you. My friend's in there too. And I was like, no, I'm just going to go home. And then, so I went home on the subway. And when I got off the subway, I had like a minute and a half voicemail from him apologizing and like, worried he scared me and blah, blah, blah. And I just kind of ghosted him after that, which I don't usually do, but I was like, you don't deserve an explanation.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Now when you're asked to become part of a moving company, I think you can draw the line right there.
Yeah.
Actually, I've been married for a while, so dating hasn't happened in a little while. So probably my work first date was a blind date, and a friend of mine, it was his girlfriend's cousin, and we went to the movies, and she fell asleep during the movie.
Oh God, I hate that.
And then after that, we went out to a diner, and she was a little taller, and she just kept talking about how she enjoyed being tall. I'm sitting there like, why are you here now? It was just like, oh, I know, yeah. I'm not seeing this person again.
I said you kind of just have a feeling and you know.
Absolutely. One of the best first dates when I met my wife.
There you go.
We met at a Borders bookstore when they were open a number of years back, which gives you an idea of how long I've been married. I didn't know what she looked like, but I basically walked up to her and I saw her. I said, you're Lori, right? And she said, yes, I am. I said, I'm Jim. And we just started talking and hanging out. And, you know, it was just nice. Except we walked around. We went to Panera Bread. I don't know if they have those in Brooklyn. They have those in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we went there and we got online. And I thought that they'd give you the bill after you ate. So she went up ahead and ordered her food and paid for it. And I was like, oh no. Does she think I might get a stiffer? So we still laugh about that to this day. I'll say, don't worry, I think I paid for that dinner 1,000 times
over. That's funny. That's cute.
That's my story of meeting the Sherpa White. Okay. Now you enjoy the show that I was listening to the other night. You were playing a game with your guest, Jason, and I have a little bit of a game for you. Are you up?
Okay, great.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. This one is called Which One's Better, Which One's Worse? And if neither one of the choices is good, you can just say pass. That's fine. We don't have any.
Okay, I probably won't pass.
Okay. All right. Which is worse, bad breath or a sloppy wet kisser?
Bad breath.
Okay. Bad boy or nice guy?
Oh, that's hard. I'm going to go with nice guy is better, but they have to have a little bad side.
Okay. All right. Which is worse, self-absorbed or attentive, but never pays a check?
I don't mind. I actually always offer to pay half. So I don't mind if somebody, self-absorbed is worse.
Okay. Flowers for no reason or a special meal at your favorite place?
Ooh, I really love getting flowers. That's hard. Flowers for no reason. I like that.
Okay. Sense of humor or confident and unfunny?
Ooh, I do love confidence, but funny is the best. Yeah, I'm going to go with funny.
Okay. All right. Which is worse, foot fetish or a costume fetish?
Foot fetish. I love a costume fetish. I'm down to dress up.
Okay. Keep that in mind. Some of the people that are listening to this podcast are like, okay, we got a check mark. Yeah, we got a check mark. Yeah. If I don't get your 5-star rating on your podcast, I'll maybe get you some blind date set up or something like that.
There you go. Ooh, why not? Way.
There we go. Okay. A hookup app or a dating app?
Depends on my mood.
Okay. Which is worse, an obsessive sports fan or a sci-fi nerd?
I love a guy with any passion, but for me, I would rather a sci-fi guy just because I'm not really into sports.
Okay. All right. A date with a coworker or a blind date set up by your parents?
Definitely a date with a coworker.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. And I know I went through this for a while too, because I got married later in life. Do you get tired after a while of people saying, why are you still single?
Oh, yeah. I definitely. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
After a while, you know, and even when you meet somebody, they have to ask you the next question. Oh, is it getting serious? When are you getting engaged? And then you get engaged. And when are you getting married? And then you get married. And it's like, when are you having kids? Like, when are you going to stop asking me questions?
Oh, yeah, I definitely get that all the time.
Okay, which is worse, bad dresser or compulsive crotch pick sender?
Oh, definitely crotch pick sender. Like, guys out there, if we don't ask for it, don't send it.
You think that Anthony Weiner would have learned by now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I never understood that. I'm sorry. It's just how about your face and saying hello, hi, thinking of you, you know?
Yeah. I'm in like a lot of like singles groups on Facebook and it's like, just don't send it. None of us want it.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Okay. Finally, who's the best music for a romantic night? Marvin Gaye, John Legend, or Weird Al Yankovic?
I'm going to go with John Legend because Marvin Gaye is a little too cheesy, but I mean, I love Marvin Gaye, but like, that's just like what everyone would put on. So I'm going to go John Legend.
Okay. You know, Weird Al Yankovic for the.
Oh, I just no, I can't get it on to that.
Well, he has a song in his catalog. If ever you break up with somebody, there's a song called One More Minute. And it's hysterical and it'll make you laugh if you feel bad about your breakup.
Okay.
just a little pointer from the Sherpa here. Okay. And this show about podcasts, and we like to talk about podcasts here. Are there any podcasts that you listen to that you'd like to recommend? Aside from yours.
I love My Favorite Murder. It's the best podcast there is. And then the newest one I've been listening to is called It's Not She, It's You. And it's this 25-year-old from California who interviews her exes and tries to decide if it was her or them. And it's really fun.
Wow, great. Thank you. All right, now it's time for what we call the portion of the show called Shameless Self-Promotion. So we just want to let your listeners know where we can find your podcast and how can they reach you on social media.
Okay, well, my podcast is called Dating Talk with Keely, K-E-A-L-Y, and it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know, all of the main ones. My Instagram is at Dating Talk with Keely, all one word. My Twitter is at Dating Talk with K. And then also I ask people to send me funny dating stories or bad dating stories or the best dating stories so I can read them on air. So that email is datingtalkwithkeely@gmail.com. And just let me know if you want to be anonymous or not.
Okay. Keely, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you. And now we have a date with a word from our sponsor.
Here's the part of the show we call Sherpa Suggestions. And if you like Dating Talk with Keely, check out these podcasts that deal with dating and sex. And be sure to bring protection, you know, headphones. You Up. That's a U with the letter U, not the Y-O-U. And I know there's several podcasts called You Up, but this one is just a U. Okay, so it's you. It's not you. It's letter U, You Up. I don't get it. No, that's the name of the next podcast. I get that it's you, letter U. Okay, so You Up, I don't get it. Also, Unsolicited Advice with Ashley and Taryn. Call Her Daddy. And finally, Speaking of Sex with the Sex Mechanics. I wonder what they mean when they say get your tires rotated. Thanks so much for checking out Too Many Podcasts. And a special thanks to my guest, Keely Ryder. And be sure to check out her podcast, Dating Talk with Keely. And bring the wine. Feel free to write something nice about me on an iTunes review or anywhere else that podcast reviews appear. And as they say, if you've got nothing nice to say, you probably write for Fox News. You can listen to me on Pocket Casts, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, and Radio Public. I'll be on Apple Podcasts after I make my last payment on my iPhone. If you're on social media, check out Too Many Podcasts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Don't forget, if you'd like to recommend podcasts, or if you host a podcast, or if you have comments or questions, please feel free to contact me at jimthepodcastsherpa@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And you could also leave voicemails for me through the Anchor app. If you'd like to donate to the show, thanks in advance for clicking that button. And if you don't, I promise not to make you feel guilty about it. All of the information that you need is on the show notes, or as I like to call them, the Sherpa Sheet. See you next time on Mount Podcastia, and as we Sherpas like to say, no, I don't think the mountain range has a Starbucks. Well, enjoy your day. Thanks for tap and play. Spread the word, and thanks a lot for listening. And viva la Sherpalution!